Radio. You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
A boy, a dog, and a ball, the quintessential trio for fun, and also the basis of a wonderful animated movie that will touch your heart and help broach a topic for children that adults often find difficult to discuss, the circle of life. My guest is Kyle Logan, the writer for Chase the Ball, a Kickstarter endeavor you'll really need to become involved with if you've ever loved a person or a pet. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our chicken rolled food as a meal or shredded as a topper.
You love your dog and getting kisses from them, but their breath can be downright stanky. Knock out their smelly breath with Stank Be Gone. Stank Be Gone is made with natural ingredients to eliminate their bad breath while helping to reduce plaque and tartar. Just add a capful to your dog's drinking water. Stank Be Gone is only $19.95. Use promo code STANK to receive a second bottle for just $5. Go to stankbegone.com today. That's stankbegone.com.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Kyle, thank you for being with us. I came about your Kickstarter program. I'm not sure really how, but I watched it, and I would say probably a minute into this, I was already reaching for my Kleenex. Tell me a little bit about your background, how you came up with this topic.
Yeah, so I came up with this topic. It's actually a very personal experience, an experience that I had growing up as a kid that kind of became a story in our family where our dog had died. And when we buried the dog in our backyard, actually, I supposedly asked my dad if I could go with our dog.
You were very attached to your pup.
Yes, we were very, very attached to him. And so it's always kind of been this family story that I've heard growing up that was kind of told at parties or other events. And when I became a writer, especially in the entertainment industry, and wanted to start making my own things and writing my own stories that would make really good short films and possibly other projects, this was one of the first stories that really came to my head because it had such a powerful impact on my life, I think, growing up. Because, you know, even after that first experience, any pet I ever had, whether it was a bird, a cat, a few other dogs, when they passed away, it always affected me really, really emotionally. And I wanted to try and express that through an artistic medium, through writing, and then hopefully through producing this animated short.
Kyle, you're saying that you're a writer. What's your background in writing? Because I know you do things other than these short movies. You're also involved with writing content for Play Kids. What's that?
Yeah, so Play Kids is a great new app that you can actually get on all your devices. It's kind of like Netflix for preschoolers. So it's a really a fun thing for your kids to go on to and watch safe preschool content. So all the favorite shows from that are targeted towards preschoolers like Caillou and Daniel Tiger. But they just started developing original content. So I'm actually writing a new animated series for them called Junior on the Job, which, funny enough, involves some anthropomorphic animals like a dog named Junior and a cat and a turtle and a bunny who kind of learn about different jobs around the neighborhood. So I'm kind of staying in this realm of pets right now, which is kind of a funny coincidence.
And this dog, getting back to this dog that had a real impact on you, Lindsay, wasn't that the name?
Yeah, her name was Lindsay and she was a golden retriever.
So Chase the Ball is also a golden retriever. But what's a little different about this being called Chase the Ball, it's written from the ball's point of view. So the child's not really involved. Why did you go that way?
Yeah, so I think I love telling stories from different perspectives. So unique perspectives that people might not think about all the time. And so whenever I'm writing a story, I think about what kind of story am I trying to tell and how can I tell that story in a different way that no one's ever seen before. And there's a really strong connection between, obviously, humans and their pets, but I also think there's a strong connection between their toys. I mean, pets can play for hours and hours with their toys without, you know, even having, you know, a second of human interaction. And so I thought it'd be very, very cool to tell a story from one of those toys' perspectives. And a tennis ball is such an iconic toy for a dog that it seemed like the right choice to make.
I know when I had my black lab, and this was before the days where now you can just buy tennis balls in bulk. His most favorite thing in the entire world was buying a new sleeve of tennis balls. And he'd stand there and he'd look, and you'd pop it and you'd get that first smell and that first sound. And he was in heaven.
Exactly. And yeah, and the teaser that I developed, and it's kind of a distinction that maybe I didn't make clear enough, but should be made clear, is that when we do the full animated short, where we're using, you know, traditional animation, you know, these are animated, this is the same kind of animation that we grew up with in like the 1980s and the 1990s, where, you know, everything is drawn frame by frame. And it's a little bit different than what you see the majority of the time today, where it's 3D animation and it's all computer generated. But the story, the full story of Chase the Ball, and the way the script is written, the teaser that you see in the video kind of emotionally represents that story. But the script on its own is a completely different element that still has the same emotional impact, but the story is a little bit more drawn out and you really get even more time to connect with this ball and with this dog and see more of their life together and see exactly why they're so close and why the ending is so impactful for the main character, which is the tennis ball.
So Kyle, since this is radio, give us kind of the synopsis. Visually paint this for us.
Yeah, so visually, this is...
How does it start?
So it starts with the dog being sick. And right off the bat, we tell the story from the ball's perspective. So the ball rolls up to the dog wanting to play like it always does, but the dog can't play because it's gotten to this point where the dog's too sick. And then right away, the owner ends up taking the dog away and going to the vet. But instead of going with the owner and the dog, we stay with the ball. And the ball stays in the house. And we experience this flashback where the ball remembers its basically whole life together with its dog, whose name is Chase. And we get to just see from the very beginning, from the first time the ball and the dog meet, to all the fun adventures they go on in their life together. There's even a funny scene in the script that you don't see in the teaser where the dog and the ball are on a walk and a dog meets another dog and the two dogs drop their balls and the balls kind of roll to each other. They're not too happy to see each other like the dogs are, and so they kind of growl at each other. Because they just want to be with their dogs. And right now, those two dogs are not paying attention to them, which is not fun. And
there's a lot of life stories in this. It's not just about balls and dogs.
Exactly.
Kids can really learn a lot about having multiple friends.
Yeah, it definitely touches that. And so the story continues where we see these events where they're happy together and they're living together. And there's even some points in the story where you think the ball's going to get thrown away. But in the end, the dog rescues the ball from being thrown away. And I feel like that's a huge moment in the story that you don't see in the teaser that is a part of the Kickstarter video, but is a part of the script that's also going to play a huge role emotionally for the audience. And then eventually the dog's life comes to an end. And when the flashback ends and the owner brings the dog back home from the vet, they get this moment together, this last moment before the dog ends up passing away over the night. And I feel like that's a very powerful moment too. It's that moment that I feel like everyone knows, where you don't want that moment to come, but you know it's there and you know that you need to make the most of it. And so that's a huge part in the story as well. And then eventually the next day the dog is dead and the owner buries the dog in a hole in the backyard. And the ball ends up being placed inside the grave with the dog, which can be kind of a sad thing, but...
You're going to make me cry right now.
Which it can be a sad thing to a lot of people, but in the story, the ball is the main character. And for the ball, that is the happiest ending it could ever ask for. And it works that way because the ball is a ball. It's an inanimate object. I mean, we're not placing a little boy inside the grave with a dog and being like, all right,
like
you want
to try.
Yeah,
yes.
Like I wanted to try. And so that's why I feel like the ending works specifically with this story. But it's also just a metaphor of how we come to closure with things. And we each have our own experiences and our own ways of coming to closure with losing someone we love. And for the ball, this is his way of doing that.
Working with play kids and now doing this and being so child oriented, it is a very difficult subject for clients to deal with their children. They come in and I see this all the time and trying to find some way to broach the subject, you know, children thinking that, gee, my parents, you know, parents are almighty, you know, they're omnipotent, they can do everything. And now all of a sudden, why can't they fix my dog? And if my parents only cared more, they could do more. So I see this as being very important. Why are you going through Kickstarter? What can people do to get this to fruition? Because it is very important and it is such a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, it is very important. And Kickstarter is really, it's a beast of its own. It's extremely hard to figure out what will work on Kickstarter and what won't. And there's a lot of factors that end up determining the success of a Kickstarter. But yeah, Kickstarter was our first real attempt, and it's one approach to making this happen, and it's definitely not the only approach. Either way, this film will get made, whether it is funded on Kickstarter or whether it's not. But I came to Kickstarter because I did feel like it had an ability to reach so many people. And it seemed to me like it'd be a project that a lot of people would want to get behind and want to support. I mean, maybe the project is very, very sad, and maybe that does affect someone's, you know, willingness to contribute a little bit of money at the end of watching it.
But we've all done it. You know, everyone who's listening right now has a pet, and they've had that one special one that just affected them. And yeah, they may be going through it now. It's like, or having that child, it's like, how do you explain it? How are you planning on getting this out there?
Yeah, so I think being on Kickstarter has already done a huge part. I think it's gotten the word out there. It's gotten this topic out there. And it's something that people can watch very quickly and relate to. And I think with Kickstarter, you have this ability to build up a community. And that community drives the success of that project, even when it's completed. Because when you complete the project that's been built off a community of people with the same desire to see it made, then you get to share it with them. And then they get to share it with their friends and family. So I think, one, we've already done a really good job at getting it out there. And within these next 16 days of the Kickstarter, we could really see some great momentum and get this made.
So people listening right now going, okay, time-wise, date-wise, am I in the 16 days? If they go to Kickstarter, who do they look for? What do they put? Just put in the Chase?
Yeah.
How do they find you?
So we have a very direct link to the Kickstarter page that is a part of our Facebook or Twitter. But if you just went to Kickstarter.com, all you would have to do is type in Chase the Ball in the search area of the Kickstarter website. And then when you go there, it's very, very clear in terms of what you see. So it's basically a page where you get to see that video and you get to see a bunch of different artwork and you get to see exactly what we're planning on doing and what we'd be spending the money for. And then if you are ready to contribute, you can just click on either of the on one of the rewards that we offer. So the fun thing about Kickstarter is that you actually get something back for contributing.
I love it. You can be the bad dog. It's like, really? Okay. Or you can be good dog.
Yeah. So there's all these fun little catchphrases I put for each reward tier that I think all pet owners are very familiar with, especially dog owners. And so those are the different tiers. But I mean, one of the rewards is an actual tennis ball with the ball's face printed on it.
And which it's a really cute little face.
Really cute face. It's really fun. And I really like that reward. But yeah, you just choose one of the rewards and it's, you know, it spans from being $5 to all the way to, you know, 1,000. But there's a bunch of different reward tiers in there. And I mean, you can even just back it for $1. And the power of Kickstarter is really not that you go on there and feel like you need to give $100 or $1,000. The power of Kickstarter is that you can go on there and just donate $5. But if we get enough
people... And spread the word.
But if we get enough people to be doing that, then you build this community where everyone is involved in the making of this project.
And if everyone is available to go to Salt Lake City during the summer, they get a little reward also, I understand.
Yeah. So this was... It would be a fun thing to do, not only in Salt Lake City. I mean, maybe it's something that we could develop in other cities too, if we're successful. And that's create a dog party, a dog and human party with great treats for both humans and dogs. And it's just going to be a fun experience at a dog-friendly park where, you know, we're handing out tennis balls and playing fetch and just having a great time. That is also one of the other rewards.
And that's awesome, Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle, thank you very much for being with us today, for telling us about this wonderful project. So if people want to learn more, where do they go?
They can go directly to our Kickstarter page, but there's a link that we can provide that will just take you straight there instead of you having to go to Kickstarter and finding it.
And you can just go to our homepage too for the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio and learn more about this really wonderful story. And again, just watching this, it brings a tear to your eye and a lump to your throat and a warmth to your heart, because this is something we've all experienced and there's all of those special pets out there. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you being with us today, Kyle, and I wish you the best of luck.
No, thank you so much. This was a great experience.
So you're listening to Dr. Bernadine Cruz on The Pet Doctor. Please listen again next week. We'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner and how to love those pets of yours. So take care. Come back again next week. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.